Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
We are back. Thank you for checking out the Inside Lacrosse Podcast. I'm Terry Foy, joined once again by Dan Avern. And we are talking IL preps. Dan, it's finally time. The Epic Isle Committed Academy is here, and we are here to discuss. How excited are you?
Very excited. It is, as you put it last week, the crescendo of the summer. Everything we've pretty much been working for the past 6 to 7 months is going to finally come to fruition this weekend at the Committed Academy.
It's a really exciting event. It's one of the few times a year that 350 future Division I college stars come together and compete with and against their future college rivals and certainly with their future college teammates. This is the second year of this event. We debuted last summer, the same weekend, last weekend in July. And it was really cool to see it all come to fruition. And you know, to give a little bit of insight, and some folks have probably heard this story before, but it was born out of two Inside Lacrosse stalwarts, Ashley McCullough and Hallie Quillinan, competing against a team of future North Carolina women's players at Lake Placid a couple seasons ago, and coming back and saying, this is something that there's demand for. This is something that high school age players want to do. They want to play high level competition, and they want to start to develop the camaraderie, the experience playing alongside their future teammates. How can we bring this to fruition? And so, you know, we had the committed division of the IL women recruiting invitational in the summer of 2016, which begat the Iowa Women Committed Academy, which took place earlier this July. And certainly, as I just said, the inaugural Epic Isle Committed Academy last summer. And so, you know, what were some of the memories or some of the takeaways from that inaugural event that has whet your appetite as you've reflected on what we saw last July at Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland?
This probably sounds a little bit cheesy, but I think the relationships that were established, we really, you know, we'd be walking down the grounds of the campus of Goucher College and seeing the future Blue Jays, the Johns Hopkins commits, you know, hanging out, the future Syracuse kids hanging out, the future Maryland kids hanging out. And it was kind of cool to see them bond because for many of these kids, it might be the first time that they meet a future teammate. And we also saw that reflected with the parents group as well. You know, for the parents, these are the people that they're going to be tailgating with for the next 4 years. So, you know, there was definitely a few red solo cups at, on the sideline of a few games. But it was just cool to see that kind of connection, that spark really start to take place for a lot of these players. And then, of course, the talent on the field is exceptional. And you can kind of really start to see, you know, what does a conference look like as a whole, as an aggregate?
And so that's where the organization of the event comes in. So the players are divided by class year. So we have 2017s, players who just graduated from high school and are about to begin their college career, and 2018s, guys who just finished their junior year and are heading into their senior year of college. And by and large, teams are divided by conference. And so the collection of schools that compose that conference team are divvied up. And so, for example, if you're going to Hartford or Albany or UMBC or Stony Brook, et cetera, Binghamton, you play for the Americans squad, and so on and so forth. We have 10 teams in the 2018 class here. Due to some late injuries, we had to rejigger a few things in that 2017 group year, and as a result, we have, I believe it's the Ancient Legends and Coastal Patriots playing as combined teams, and certainly a lot of talent on each of those squads, but obviously a lot of talent all over the place. And so, you know, thinking back to last year, one of the memories that really stands out to me was this moment on Saturday night. It was thunderstorms, horrible outside, and Chaz Woodson had gathered his, you know, 14 or even 13 man roster of future Ivy League players in the corner of a cafeteria in, you know, the basement of a Goucher building, and just sat around for a couple hours answering their questions about what it was like to be a college player and everything else surrounding the lifestyle of having played at Brown. turn that into Sunday morning, and you know, this really lean squad parlayed back-to-back wins en route to winning the 2016 class year. And in so doing, a guy like Lucas Kotler just jumped off the page in terms of his toughness and his motor. You know, these enormous defensemen who made a name for themselves in that game, and you know, some of the attackmen like Luke McCaleb, who went on to have good freshman seasons, really jumped off the page and introduced themselves as well. And I'm sure that that's what we're going to see this weekend when the action on the field takes place. So first games begin 3:30 Friday afternoon. The second set of games on Friday begins about an hour later. Teams will play two games on Saturday and then either two or three games on Sunday, particularly if they advance to the championship. Dan, about that championship, we're going to be live streaming them. Thanks to our friends at Game Time Footage who are going to be streaming the games. I'm going to be on the color. You're going to be doing the play-by-play. The 2017 championship begins first. That starts at 12:30 p.m. And the 2018 championship begins at 1:30. So now as we turn the page to this event, who are a couple of the guys that jump out and say, oh, wow, this is somebody that I'm really excited about seeing?
Oof. Got a whole bunch of names highlighted right in front of me, but we'll start with the 2017 guys. Eight teams, like you said, in that one. I'm going to shoot out to the Coastal Patriots first. I think this is a really strong defensive team. They've got Arden Cohen, Darien High School, committed to Notre Dame. We've kind of been pretty upfront about this kid being probably the best D guy in the entire class and has been for quite some time. Obviously really excited to see him. He was an Under Armour All-American. And then another guy from the Patriots squad, which is Tyler Sinertia. We know him as Taz's kid. Tremendous playmaking LSM in the middle of the field. I'm going to go then to the other combo team, the Ancient Legends. That's the Big Ten and the Ivy League. LSM from Georgia going to Maryland, Peyton Bogard. I have not seen a lot of this guy in person, but I've been really impressed with his highlights and everything I've really heard about him. I'm really excited to really kind of get some eyes on him. And then another guy who really was a standout last year is Lucas Campo Bianco Hogan. He's a tremendous, big, strong defenseman committed to Johns Hopkins. Really want to see him again. Kevin Mack, an attackman committed to Michigan. Really good attackman from Manhasset who really kind of stepped up last year for the Legends squad. And then two Ivy Leaguers I want to spotlight, Brian Tevlin. Really great, crafty kind of midfielder, exceptional playmaker, and then Mick Upchurch, defenseman committed to Princeton, just a huge, rangy, you know, athletic kind of defender, but also play some LSM a little bit.
A couple guys that jump out for me from the teams that you mentioned, you know, I think a lot of folks are familiar with offensive players like Owen Seabold and Connor Morin, two guys who were Under Armour All-Americans and have competed on that stage a handful of times. But there are a couple other guys on that roster that I'm interested in seeing how they kind of blend in with. Kevin Gill is a middie going to North Carolina who I'm really excited to see in person. And then on the Ancient Legends team, Bobby Burns is a midfielder going to Penn State. You know, these are kind of that combination of do-it-all guys, but also maybe offensive specialists. And I think that in a setting like this, you start to see, you know, does a guy project more as an offensive player against that level of competition, or does he kind of project more as a all-around, you know, maybe start get on the field as a short 60 middie and help in the clearing game, the wings of faceoffs, and you know, maybe work his way up to, you know, third or second line over the course of his career, and then maybe crescendo out by being on the field more offensively later on.
Yeah, let me continue to just spotlight some guys. For the Big East Beast 2017 crew, I got a duo of Marquette attackmen in Brendan Ault and Garrett Moya. Really excited to see those guys. They've also got a fantastic LSM from Texas in Chris Walker playing for them. He's committed to Georgetown. And then a big guy in Cage, Gabe Stein, who was a rock for the Big East Beasts en route to a pretty unlikely championship last year. They were, I believe, completely defeated in pool play and then won every single game on playoff Sunday. And he was a big reason why he had 10 saves between the semifinal and the final. Then moving to the America East Americans, two players I'm really excited to see are Jack Mintz, attack slash midi from Utah, committed to Vermont, must be a skier, And then Connor Wolf, an attackman from Niskayuna, committed to Stony Brook.
A couple guys on that squad that I want to shout out. Luke Pastiglione, a Manhasset midfielder heading to Hartford. That kid is like, he's just one of your traditional, he's so tall and he's so rangy and he gets so much height on his shot as a result. He's a terror dodging down the alley. And then on that beast squad, you mentioned Garrett Moya, big lefty, man. He can just, he grips it and rips it. He's awesome. Really fun to watch. And one of the guys that I'm, you know, that has particularly piqued my interest as well.
Moving to the Colonials, two Towson commits in particular that I'm really excited to see after they were studs last year at our event. Midfielder Andrew Beecham from La Costa Canyon, California. Kind of a guy who, to be honest, was not on our radar before last year's committed academy and then has simply exploded onto our radar this past year. He was a adrenaline All-American, really a standout in that game. I'm really excited to see what he can do this time around. And then an attackman, Tim Montgomery from Lenape High School in New Jersey. Really, you could kind of see what kind of vein of attackman, you know, Towson kind of builds around. And that's a quarterback from X who can really separate and set up his own shot or fit, you know, dish to a open teammate. That's exactly what I see in Montgomery. He was a tremendous quarterback for the Colonials last year. Looking to the Metropolitans, that's the MAC team. Two guys I really like are Hunter Fascinero, committed to Quinnipiac, and then Brennan Comish, committed to Detroit Mercy. Looking at the Nor'easters, one guy I'm really excited who's coming to our event is this guy, J.P. Morris, who's I believe is the first Division I signee ever from the state of Oklahoma. So that's pretty cool. He is going to Mount St. Mary's. And then looking to the gentleman, a guy who I've really got to know a little bit locally is Colin Clothier, committed to High Point. He was a stud, two-way kind of, you know, midi for Loyola Blakefield this year.
Couple guys that I want to mention. Casey Wasserman is a midfielder out of Texas going to Towson, playing for the Colonial squad, that I was so impressed by how fast he was last year. Man, that kid can get from one end of the field to the other in a blink of an eye. A midfielder for the Metropolitans is Griffin DeMilt. I mean, he's from Ohio, so you can understand why I would be a little bit interested in, you know, what his game looks like, but he's headed to Canisius. I want to build on your comment about Brennan Camish. He's a player that really stood out to me last year. For the Nor'easters squad, one guy that stood out and I'm really excited to see what he does this year is a goalie named Dylan Fernbeck, who's headed to Mount St. Mary's as well. And then my comment on the gentleman is a little bit more overall. I think this squad is going to be ready to play. I think that they are my pick for this year's American squad, who, to your point, took a little bit of time to come together, but ultimately ended up making a run to the championship game, falling just short. I think that they're going to be very good.
Well, the one thing about the gentlemen is there's so many teams in that conference that they have ended up having so many players, and teams like Furman, who also have really deep recruiting classes, they're definitely have the numbers that make that kind of run.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on to the 2018. This is we've got a lot more players in this pool, so to speak. I'm going to start with the Coastals. Much like the 2017 counterparts, a really strong defensive team. One player in particular that I'm really excited to see is Jose Boyer, a LSM slash defenseman. Going to Notre Dame, he's had a tremendous summer. Every time I see this kid play, he shows no drop-off at any facet of playing a long pole kind of position, whether it's an opportunistic LSM or if he's got to play a more close defense role. He's just awesome. Other guys I'm really excited to see: Cade Sostad, big kid from Texas going to Virginia, and then another kid from Texas, Ramsey McCreary, committed to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I like. I'm excited about checking out Ramsey McCreary as well. Jaden Carey was a player that we just saw at session two of the Inside Lacrosse Recruiting Invitational. Man, his explosiveness! I was watching that Nation United primetime highlight video that you cut up yesterday, and he can just explode past a defender. He's really something to watch. And then Jordan Ginder, another midi who's going to Duke. He, you know, it takes faceoffs, probably not necessarily a specialist, but just a really good player. And then Jake Walthour, I remember catching a goal, coast-to-coast goal out of him last summer at the Committed Academy. He's reclassed to be a 2018. And another guy who was playing with Nation United at the ILRI earlier this month, and in that game put in a backhander transition goal. Just a really, really special player, and the type of guy that I think Syracuse fans are going to be excited about for a while.
Moving on to the legends, I got four names here for you, Terry. Evan Zinn, who's a guy who I actually haven't seen too much this summer, but I'm reading a lot about him. I'm hearing a lot about him. He, you know, I saw a glimpse of him at the Under Armour underclass games, and he was kind of one of those kids early on that you said, here's an athlete, a little bit more, you know, technically skilled than a lot of his peers. But with that comes the hazard of, you know, the early recruiting kind of thing. Does this kid develop down the road? This is a kid who has just maintained that stock and is really having a tremendous summer. He's committed to Johns Hopkins out of Staples in Connecticut. And then another guy who we're really familiar with, he's played for the NH Tomahawks, you know, at several inside lacrosse recruiting invitationals. That's Zach Ludd, an attackman from New Hampshire, committed to Ohio State. Truly crafty, you know, shifty kind of player. Always comes away with tremendous plays. One guy I really want to see in this you know, tournament, who I've not seen in person before, Alexander Mabbitt from Victor, going to Johns Hopkins, and then a guy who was a stud at Under Armour underclass, Kyle Long from Springfield in the Philadelphia area, committed to Maryland.
That's the rundown, man. I don't have anything to add. I mean, you've got it all dialed in. There's a lot of talent in that group. You know, at this point, I just want to make a comment that kind of goes without saying, but is really important, I think, to be reiterated. And it's, we have these expectations, and the beautiful part of this is so much is going to develop over the course of 3 days. It's so daunting, actually, to try to measure and manage and take everything in, because the idea is that if you play well here, like, that changes the perception. That makes you the guy that we're excited about watching next year, whether it's in college or your senior high school or at the Committed Academy next summer. And so, you know, that's the beautiful part, is that there might be a guy like Alex Sarasoli, who we're very familiar with because he plays at Loyola Blakefield, MIAA school close by, alongside McMitty heading to Ohio State. He comes on this stage and he puts up another impressive performance. All of a sudden, boom, like, that changes the expectation and the perspective level. And so that's where the stage is so beautiful for these types of players, you know, because it's about doing it against future Division I competition all over the field.
Yeah, just as a quick aside, I think one of the cool things about last year was that you see a lot of kids who may have been quote-unquote under-recruited for some strange reason. Maybe it was he was undersized, or he was from upstate New York where they don't get as much exposure and college coaches aren't willing to go that far north. And you saw some teams like the CAA, the Americans, the MAC, and the NEC guys have unbelievable stick skills and be really quote-unquote nasty ballers, as I said last year. And that's one of the cool things about this, is that we bring everybody together and we can really stack them up against their future Division I peers.
You mentioned upstate New York, and it's a transition for one guy on the American squad that I've got my eye out for, and that's an attackman going to Albany named Corey Yunker, who plays with Churchville Chili. Just a guy who I've heard a lot about but haven't actually gotten an opportunity to see play much up close and in person.
Two guys on that squad that I'm really excited to see. They always make an impression in every game they play, and that's the Hay brothers, Gareth and Ryan, Canadian kids, both committed to Cleveland State. One plays goalie. Well, Gareth plays goalie, but he also, from what I've seen with Edge Lacrosse, the club team that they play for this summer, he'll take a half of goalie and then he'll switch to attack. So that really shows you his versatility. And then his brother Ryan is the one who's kind of like 100% on attackman. Pretty much the typical Canadian box skill set. Such great hands, such, you know, great body positioning, a prolific scorer. Really excited to see those guys. Moving to the Big East beasts, one guy that I highlighted in the write-up that should be up on Inside Lacrosse by the time you're listening to this is Jack Ortolano, a finisher from North Gwinnett in Georgia, committed to Providence. We've known him very much on the recruiting circuit as kind of teaming up with Jack Dennehy on LB3 as kind of like this 1-2 punch that they've had going. He's a tremendous lefty finisher. Really excited to see him.
Ellis Geis is an attackman from Foothill High School in California, heading to Denver, that I'm really interested in checking out as well. And then Brody Laporte, another California native from the Menlo School, long stick midi going to Villanova. I'm really interested in seeing how he comes to play. And then Anthony Uva, a faceoff specialist from Trinity Pauling going to St. John's, is another guy I've got my eye on.
Yeah, two other guys I want to highlight. Attackman Jack Pucci committed to Marquette, tremendous big finisher. And then Chris Brandow, a goalie from Boys Latin, committed to Georgetown. He's been he's one of those kids whose stock has considerably risen this past year, ever since he got that start in goal for the Lakers.
You mentioned the ability for a team that is a little bit off the beaten path or has some guys that we might not be overly familiar with to make a name for themselves. What do you got on the Colonials 2018 squad?
Tommy Beebe, a midfielder committed to Delaware. He was a guy who was a big stud for primetime in the most recent Inside Lacrosse recruiting invitational we had. Really want to get more eyes on him and kind of really get the nuances of his game under our understanding. Two other guys, Declan Flynn, a defenseman, committed to Hofstra, and then Ryan Leonard, an attackman, committed to Towson from Winston Churchill.
One guy that I've had my eye on for a while is a faceoff specialist out of Bishop Gerton High School in New Hampshire named Christian Trahan. He's going to UMass. Decent amount of UMass representation on the squad. I feel like some of the Minutemen faithful are going to walk away from this one feeling good about the future.
Moving on to the Ancients. This is a great squad, man. They got our number one player in Isaiah Dawson, but I really think that the depth of this team is spectacular. One guy I want to give a shout out to, Sean Cutton, who I believe was originally a Johns Hopkins switched his commitment to Yale and is just a tremendous playmaker. He's from Chaminade. And another guy I want to get my eyes on is Brian Antonelli, was kind of like one of those early risers in the 2018 class. He is an attackman committed to Brown from Massachusetts. And then the one player that I really spotlighted for this team is Zachary Tucci, who we've been familiar with, along with Zach Ludd, coming from that NH Tomahawks squad. He's one of those kids who can parlay early momentum at the faceoff X into just total domination. He could be an X factor for them, literally.
Oliver Hollow, a long stick midi from Deerfield heading to Harvard, just has been one of my favorite players in this class for a long time. That kid is so big, so rangy, and moves so well. This is going to be a really, really good midfield group. You mentioned Isaiah Dawson, another future Crimson teammate. Nick Loring jumps off the page. And then Andrew Cave, a Georgetown prep player from heading to Dartmouth that we're very familiar with. He's just a giant. He's like 6'7", totally stands out on the field. And then another player that has so much creativity to his game is Reed Machete, Winston Churchill, D.C. native heading to Brown. I think that they're going to do a lot of good work between the lines, that 2018 Ancient squad.
Looking at the Metropolitans roster, one guy that I got to give love to is J.T. Rizel, who I believe in an Inside Lacrosse recruiting invitational all-star game switched hands with his long pole behind the back and then later in the game scored backhanded. So you kind of – really that kind of says it all right there. He's got – long pole handles reminiscent of Joel White. I kind of want to see him do something crazy in between the lines for the Metropolitans.
Cole Zarola is an attackman heading to Detroit from Lake Travis, Texas, that we've seen a fair amount of. He's what you would expect from a player, I guess, of this caliber going to Detroit. He's awesome. He's just a little bit short, but he's so quick and so fast, and he's so creative, and he controls the game. I think he's going to be a huge asset for that group. And then a guy in J.D. Nosemac, a Hereford High School attackman heading to Monmouth, is another one that I'm interested to see how their chemistry develops over the course of the event.
Looking to the Nor'easter squad, one player in particular that I highlighted in a write-up was Keaton Jones, really kind of high-powered two-way midfielder from Westlake in Texas. I think this is the kind of guy, when he gets the Mike Pressler squad, he could either be a fantastic two-way midi or an elite SSDM. Really excited to see him play.
Grant Bertucci is a Detroit Country Day native defenseman heading to Wagner. I got my eye on him. I've seen clips and seen him on a couple of live streams that I've watched over the course of the last few years, and really interested to see how he fits into this group.
Looking to the Patriots roster, a guy we've been really familiar with for quite some time. He's come to a lot of our ILRIs. That's Chad Kitaka from Carmel High School in Indiana. He's committed to Lehigh. Another Lehigh that we got to give love to, Jesse James West, with an all-time great name. He's also a, you know, we've been talking about this. He played at our most recent ILRI, and that's when I told, much to the surprise of the IL staff, that he's a prolific YouTuber. He owns his own stringing YouTube and his own fitness YouTube, and he's also just a tremendous playmaker, both deft at scoring and assisting. And then another guy who could be an X factor for them, almost literally, Michael Sisselberger, also committed to Lehigh. This is a very good Lehigh squad that they've got right here. He's one of those guys who's kind of like a hard-nosed face-off specialist, a wrestler, really kind of makes it a physical battle at the dot. He could really provide them with a lot of possession time.
Mitchell Kane is a midfielder from Victor heading to Loyola, and Brendan Mayer is a midfielder from LaSalle in Philadelphia heading to Boston University. Can you keep my eye on both those guys?
Our final team is the SoCon Gentlemen. Two guys in particular I'm really excited to see. Cameron Gould from Brother Rice in Michigan, committed to High Point, tremendous lefty finisher. And then Seamus McFarland, a guy who was really put on our radar in last year's, one of the June ILRIs. He's from Strake Jesuit in Texas, committed to Furman, great, versatile attackman.
And then to round out, Zach Diamond is a midfielder from Manheim Township going to High Point. I've heard great things about him. Very excited to see him on the field. And then Cameron Herbert, a Columbia High School, New Jersey midfielder heading to Bellarmine, is another one that folks have been saying some really positive things about.
That was quite a lot to digest, I'm sure, for anybody listening. But, you know, we've got, you know, over 350 kids. And we're really excited to kind of see maybe players that we're not so familiar with come out and really make an impression on us.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about. We're really fired up. Make sure to check out InsideLacrosse.com throughout the weekend for all of the updates. We've got the full scoreboard working with all the stats. We'll have photos and videos every day. Make sure to follow us on social media. So on Twitter, that means InsideLacrosse, IL Preps, and IL Committed. That's IL _ committed, as well as all the personal accounts. Dan, you and I, Matt Kinnear, Patrick McEwen, Lax Film Room, Kyle Devitt, the Kyle Devitt, and Jeff Shannon. We're just going to be kicking out as much content as possible. And then on Instagram, make sure you follow Inside Lacrosse as well as IL Committed Academy. I mean, we're just going to be trying to let those who are not in attendance feel like they are digitally. And then, as I said, Sunday afternoon with championship games live stream, and you'll be hearing our voice once again.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to do the live stream. I think that's definitely something that really adds to this year's Committed Academy.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the Epic Inside Lacrosse Committed Academy preview. Thanks to Dan for all the prep. Thanks to our staff for all the work to get us to this point. Thanks to all you for listening, as always. And thank you to all 350 plus kids who are coming out to show their stuff. It's going to be a great weekend.
Inside Lacrosse Podcast.